It's 1A. I'm Todd Zwillick. California has had more than 2,600 cases of coronavirus and 55 deaths, including a 17-year-old boy. He's believed to be the first child death due to COVID-19. LA Mayor Eric Garcetti says the worst is yet to come. California scrambles to avoid New York levels of infection. Meanwhile, Congress is working to avoid an economic crash. Joining me now to talk about federal and state and local efforts to combat COVID-19 is Congressman and Dr. Raul Ruiz. He's a Democratic congressman from the 36th Congressional District just east of Los Angeles, also an emergency room physician. Congressman, thanks for joining.
Thank you. It's great to be on air with you.
What do you think about the Senate's coronavirus aid package, $2 trillion coming your way in the House?
Well, I think that it's welcome news. I think that we're going to be moving on that bill right away. It's not perfect. It is a slimmed down version of what the House was proposing. And in fact, I understand that that even in the Senate, it was slimmed down because the Republicans didn't want to expand the unemployment insurance or the food assistance that the Democrats wanted. But nonetheless, we're here and we need to get the aid to the people immediately.
Congressman, how much of a hurry are your House colleagues in now? It took a lot of wrangling, some acrimony to get this bill through in the Senate. In some ways, that's understandable. I mean, $2 trillion is really unprecedented. Is it going to pass through the House with no debate, or do you think someone's going to rise up on their hind legs and slow this thing down?
Well, I know that the House leadership was involved with Minority Leader Schumer in the Senate in giving input, and they were following the progressions all along. In fact, they were working on developing their own House bill based on the negotiations that were happening in the Senate, knowing that the Senate's bill was not as much as the House Democrats would want. However, I believe that the House leadership, both bipartisan groups, are really trying to get this through unanimous consent for several reasons. One is that our districts, our constituents, are really in dire need of the assistance immediately. And two, as you know, we know that there's going to be more supplemental bills, more aid coming. So I think that now it's a matter of speed, and also to avoid those that are elderly with diabetes and are in the high-risk group themselves, the members of Congress, to avoid risking them in getting coronavirus. There are already some members, and so I think there's the concern of making sure that they also follow CDC recommendations.
So it seems like that's been the argument from Speaker Pelosi, at least to Democrats, which is, look, there might be some things in here that you don't like. You'll get another crack at another bill, so please don't slow this one down. We'll see if all of your 435 colleagues go along with that. Congressman, there's a specific part of this package that I want to ask you about. We've already reported on checks going out to Americans, $1,200 if you make up to, I think, $99,000, $500 for each dependent child, $1,200 for a couple making up to $198,000. Now, we've seen reports, though, that people who have direct deposit information on file with the IRS might get their checks in a couple of weeks. If you don't have direct deposit information in with the IRS, it could take up to 4 months. 4 months. Yes. Have you heard that? Can something be done?
Well, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me, because the operationalization of these monies depends on not only the federal government, but the county systems that are able to move the processing of the papers and the checks. So yes, I do think that things can be done. In fact, I'm working with the local county as well as identifying the supply chain, for the lack of a better term, of these aids and checks, to figure out how do we how do we grease the wheels? How do we cut the red tape, and how do we get the checks to our constituents as fast as possible?
I mean, 4 months for people who
that's too long.
The whole point of the bill, the whole point of 96-0 in the Senate is not to wait 4 months, and that would be a deal breaker for a lot of people.
Correct. So what we need to do now is we need to work with our local counties and our cities and our governors to make sure that there is a moratorium on evictions, to make sure that utility companies do not shut off gas, electricity, or water, that we need to make sure that we beef up the NGOs and the food banks that provide assistance with food, and that's what the previous bills have done. We need to make sure that we start working together as a community to help our neighbors who have to wait 2 to 3 weeks, but their bills are coming in. And that's the key, because, you know, and that was the argument with the $500 billion in aid to large corporations that we were fighting so hard to make sure that they just don't go back into stock buybacks and into the pockets of millionaires and billionaires. My neighbors here in my district are the single mom with children who have to go to work and can't miss work, or else they won't be able to pay rent or won't be able to pay their bills. It's the restaurant worker who just got laid off and now are desperately applying for the unemployment insurance, and they still have their bill and their debts to pay off. So that's why it's so important that we expedite the chains, the checks, that we support, that we make sure that we get the money to support everyday Americans who right now are the most vulnerable and going into financial ruins.
Yeah, you all are going to have to figure that out, or the administration that controls the Treasury and how these checks go out, because for millions of Americans, 4 months is definitely not
too much,
not going to do
long.
It. Congressman, there in the 36th district, you're east of L.A., in addition to representing the district, you're also an ER physician, as I mentioned.
I am.
What are the hospitals in your area saying to you about their supplies and about their capacity right now?
Well, right now I get calls almost daily that they need more masks. And that's very frightening for the nurses and doctors who are there and who are also expect not only currently taking care of patients with COVID-19 like symptoms, but they're also preparing and expecting the surge of patients in about a week or 2 weeks, like they're seeing in New York City. So if they can't get masks now without the surge, then they're very anxious about getting the masks. You know, I represent the Coachella Valley. Many people know it because of the Coachella Music Festival, or they know it because of sunny Palm Springs. We are a retirement community. We are a community where 30% of our residents are 60 years old and older. We have the higher than national rates of diabetes, of cardiopulmonary illnesses, as well as HIV. This is a high-risk demographic group, and we have three community hospitals. They're very good hospitals, but they're not the large urban tertiary trauma center university type hospitals like you see at UCLA or the universities in San Francisco or San Diego. So we have a high risk demographic group and a health capacity healthcare capacity that's limited. That's a recipe for high mortality. Already we've had 8 deaths. That represents around 20% of the deaths in California, yet we are less than 1% of the population. So I've been sounding the alarm very early to make sure that we all have a unified stay-at-home policy to flatten that curve so we don't overburden our healthcare system and we can save lives. In fact, I called the governor's office and the State Department of Health and Human Services, and I told them, I said, we are not a large urban power center like Los Angeles and San Francisco, but this is where the hotspot is. This is where, and places like this is where people are going to die simply because of the healthcare system and the demographics. So they committed to making the Coachella Valley a priority in the state. And one of the first two field medical sites that they received from FEMA started to be set up here in the Coachella Valley yesterday. Mm-hmm. And now we have an extra 125 beds, and we're working on the physician volunteer force and healthcare volunteer force to come in and really help out during the surge.
So they're trying to beef up capacity there. I want to correct some of my numbers, by the way. The Senate bill that's coming to the House, $1,200 per person up to $75,000, not $99,000. And then there's a scale down up to $99,000. I wanted to make sure I got those numbers right. Congressman, you're there in the Coachella Valley. You mentioned volunteer medical force. Lots of doctors out there have been talking about either coming out of retirement or putting their normal lives on hold. Congress is going to be in recess for at least a month here. You thinking about going back to the hospital or the clinic and helping out?
I think about it every single day, my friend. I have, as an emergency medicine physician working in the emergency department during the H1N1 pandemic, I know what my friends in the emergency departments are going through. I know their anxiety. I want to be there. I want to help them. But I get texts from them. They're encouraging me to continue doing what I'm doing as a policymaker to make these changes at a macro level, to problem solve at a regional level. Knowing what we have to do, I'm able to get the county, state, federal governments coordinated for faster test turnaround, for faster discharge, instructions for streamlining supply chains. I was able to bring in one of these tent hospitals into our area to really sound the alarm. So I have to weigh those decisions, but it's sort of this this survivor guilt kind of complex I'm having, where, like, you know, I want to be there, but they're telling me to stay where I can help them do things that they can't do while they're taking care of patients.
Interesting. As doctors in your district work to try to flatten that curve, Congressman Raul Ruiz, medical doctor, Democrat, representing California's 36th district, home of the Coachella Valley. By the way, the Coachella Festival, which many people have heard of, postponed, which is going to have a big economic impact as well. Congressman, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
You're listening to 1A on WAMU and NPR. I'm Todd Zwillich.